Proverbs 31:25. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. Here we see a woman who walks in strength, who walks in respect. The verse says that strength and dignity are her clothing, which signals to me that this is something that she perhaps doesn't come by naturally. It's something that she chooses to be. She chooses to put it on daily. And she laughs at the time to come. So when she looks forward to the future with all of its cares, with all of its fears, she laughs. She doesn't have the anxiety about it because she knows who she is and she knows whose she is. And so when she walks, she can walk with her head held high. And regardless of what anybody has to say, what anybody might think, or any of the chaos that surrounds her, she is confident that she can handle it. And when you meet these kind of women, there's something about them that is beautiful and magnetic. And so this verse hits me in two ways. As somebody who struggles with social anxiety and someone who is also prone to perfectionism, it is a reminder that I can choose to be this person, that when I don't live up to my own unrealistic standards, I can still walk in strength and dignity because I am a child of God and He defines who I am. Not myself, not the standards that I set for myself, and not anybody else's perceived opinion of me that are usually not valid in anything, rooted in anything valid. And the second part about laughing at the time to come hits me deeply because the last 2 years have been very scary for me, not because of the pandemic, but just the shift in our culture and in society and the places that we're going. And I have this very deep sense that Jesus is coming back soon. And while that's exciting because I know where I'm going, it's also terrifying because I know that things are going to get a lot worse. And I admit that that scares me. But it says here that I can laugh at the time to come. Because in the end, we know that the victory belongs to Jesus. And we get to stand in that victory because He loves us. And so we should walk with our heads held high. And we should walk in confidence. And we should walk as children of God, especially as the day of Jesus' return becomes closer. And so my encouragement for us today, specifically for the women, but also for the men, is just to walk in that confidence, to choose to put on strength and dignity, to choose to walk in courage, and to go out and impact the lives and the world around you.